On the far shore of the Indian Ocean, in Thailand, the dead and injured include foreign tourists, mostly from Scandinavia and from Germany. They were vacationing in the resort area of Phuket. Those trying to account for the missing include Christian Hausfeldel, Director General for Asian and Pacific Affairs in the Foreign Ministry in Germany. He is now in Phuket, where more than 1,000 Germans are missing.
I think we have to expect the worst. The Chancellor has said that we expect a figure in the three-figure range. And, of course, we are not giving up hope, and I think it's reasonable to have some hope. But it will be a very tough thing to find these missing.
And how do you attempt to get the information that I'm sure their families back in Germany want to know?
Well, we have to retrieve the body, and we have to identify the bodies. And we are now at a situation where the Thai authorities have decided to name three specific spots here in the region where the forensic teams come from abroad can look after the body and try to identify them. This will be a slow, probably also a grisly task, but at least we have assurances that all retrieved bodies will be identified and sent back to their home countries.
Can you just describe what you have seen as you have moved around the Phuket area in the last few days?
Well, if you look at the beach area and we have just come from it, you see that basically reconstruction and the clearing up has begun, but you can still see the damage which was there. I have not been to the northern region where devastation was the most profound and where still the retrieval of bodies is going on. But this is a very difficult task, and in that coastal area you have a wide devastation, and you also have working conditions for our forensic teams, which are very tough.
Now, at the same time, there are a number of German tourists who survived, correct?
Yes.
You've had a chance to speak with them?
Well, we see them every day. We have set up three emergency offices right down here in Phuket. We have another crisis center in Bangkok. But, of course, they come to our offices every day, sometimes limping. Some of them are lightly wounded, and many of them are still under shock. So we have about 17 psychologists here who give them first aid in that sphere. And then we have seven teams of doctors who are going through all the hospitals in Phuket and in the neighboring area in order to look for those Germans who are wounded and who need medical care and who need to be transported back. Luckily, yesterday we were able to transport most of the heavily wounded countrymen back home. We also included some EU member states, other countrymen from those countries on our list. But now it is an ever-increasing task to find all the rest of the missing persons.
There must be survivors who can't or won't go home at this time because they're still looking for...
That is a very difficult problem for us, but we look after those people. Anybody who has lost a relative and is still searching for the relative, of course, refuses to go home because he wants closure and he wants certitude what happened to his relative.
Is there anything that you can say when you meet some of the survivors about their situation, about what has happened?
Well, this was a natural disaster on an almost unprecedented scale. And it was also specifically a shock because it came as a surprise. I think most of the victims have an absolute sense of helplessness that these natural disaster overtook them with such a surprise. And as we know, since it struck at 7 o'clock in the morning, most of them were caught sleeping or off guard, basically. And, of course, there was no warning about the situation. And since also we had a wide-scale destruction and devastation of the infrastructure, and we are having tourists in widely dispersed places, it was very difficult for us in the beginning to gain control of the situation and to bring about all the information we needed in order to help them.
Christian Hausfeldel is Germany's special envoy to Asia. He's in Phuket, Thailand. Thanks very much.
Thank you.